We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sunday morning, 8:55.
Hungarian Grand Prix. Very excited. F1. Hey, this is really cool. I look forward to having Luke on the show. He wrote a really cool piece about Drive to Survive, its impact on the U.S., in the U.S. for F1. And, you know, Jeremy and I are just like many of you probably that binged the series, watch it when we can, and now are F1 fans. So Luke Smith covers F1 for Autosport. He wrote that piece in the New York Times, and he's joining us right now on the Western Hotline. Luke, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. How are you both doing?
Oh, we're doing well. You know, I got to tell you, I want to ask you about Drive to Survive, but hey, Luke, the last couple of weeks for you and your fellow media members, this whole Mercedes Red Bull Max versus Lewis thing has really gone to a new level.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I think it's been sort of the big explosion that this title fight was really waiting for. I think we were waiting for the moment that things would boil over and we finally sort of see things heat up between the two of them. And obviously that happened so dramatically at Silverstone. But it's kind of just run and run since then. Like, we've had both sides sort of firing shots at each other. Red Bull absolutely refusing to back down. And obviously came to a head yesterday when the FIA finally ruled that there could be no further penalty and there was nothing more to say. And it's kind of, I think, not painted the best light on Red Bull because they've been so vocal about it. And it's all come to nothing in the end.
And by watching Drive to Survive, you tell me, but by watching Drive to Survive, we've learned that apparently the team principals for Red Bull and Mercedes are not the best of friends. What about the relationship between Verstappen and Hamilton?
Well, yeah, that's, I think, the big question mark moving forward now, because I think two of them have always had quite a respectful relationship, and Lewis has always kind of welcomed the idea of, like, this new young pretender who's going to sort of challenge him be the next great in Formula One. And I think that Silverstone was the first time we really saw that boil over. And afterwards, Max was quite vocal in his criticism of Lewis. He said that he was disrespectful in his celebrations, given that Max was going to hospital at the time. And yesterday, he was asked about that, and he didn't back down. He said he still stood by that. He found it disrespectful that Lewis was going around waving this flag and celebrating while he was in hospital having some precautionary checks. And it's, I think it's quite interesting. We know that Lewis did call Max to try and sort of like clear the air a bit. They were quite coy on sort of how successful that was. And it kind of sounds like both drivers think that they didn't do anything massively wrong. And I think moving forward now, that respect that was between them, that has definitely been broken to some extent. And it's just a case of, is it going to lead to more of these incidents through the rest of the season?
The race on Sunday, does the track favor one of the two teams in particular?
I would say it probably goes more towards Red Bull. I think their car has worked a little bit better on the sort of tighter and twistier tracks. The track in Hungary, it's known as Monaco without the walls because it's really, really technical. But on the other side of that, Lewis Hamilton, I think he's won at the track something like 6 or 7 times. He's got an incredible record in Hungary. He took his first win for Mercedes there back in 2013. He's won another 70-odd races with them since. This would be his 100th victory if he could win this weekend. So, it's going to be interesting. And the opening practice, it was really close between the two teams as well. So I think it's going to be a really close one.
Luke, we referenced your piece in the New York Times. And, you know, Jeremy and I, when there are times we will bring up F1 or Drive to Survive, and we'll get the occasional tweet, hey, guys, I watched the show, heard you talk about it, watched the show, now I'm hooked into F1. Are there measurable numbers that they can look at and say, this is what that series has meant to F1 in the United States?
I think to put a precise number on it, I think would be very difficult. But I think that, as I wrote about in the piece, I think it's pretty undeniable the impact it's had. I think that you can look at things such as the TV figures with ESPN. I spoke to them about it, and they said that it's been a sustained rise. It's really, really in a really strong place now. obviously since it left NBC at the end of 2017, it's really, really picked up. And I think part of that is down to the Drive to Survive impact. But also you look at the USGP ticket sales for the race in Austin in Texas. I mean, they've sold out that race pretty much now for this year. There's talk of a possible second race the weekend after as well in Austin, which, again, I think they would do very, very well with the ticket sales for that because there is now so much interest. And, I just think it's absolutely huge. Like, we're just seeing more American sponsors, more American fans. I mean, even the fact that you guys are, like, taking such a deep interest in F1 and talking about it on your show, that really just points to the impact that Drive to Survive has had. Because I think without it, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Right. I wouldn't be watching F1 without that show.
There you go.
Yeah. And I think it's cool. You know, again, I'm all for any of these behind-the-scenes shows, whether it's F1 or, you know, the NFL or anybody. But I thought it was interesting, and you referenced this in your piece. When I started watching in season one, knowing nothing about F1, I did eventually realize, hey, Mercedes is like really good, and you don't hear about them in season one. So can you talk a little bit about, apparently at least two teams were resistant to the idea of having that much access. Are they all very comfortable now allowing, quote, people to see inside?
Yeah, it has really changed because I think when they first announced the plans for the series and the producers went and spoke to the teams and were like, right, this is our idea, most of the teams were like, oh, you have no idea what you're getting into. Like, such a secretive world because we all want to beat each other. But, 8 of the 10 teams said, no, we're going to give you access. And they kind of struck a middle ground in terms of how much they could show and places where they could sort of be like, oh, you're not allowed to see that.
Right.
But Mercedes and Ferrari, they were fighting for the championship at the time. So they were like, we're not going to get involved. And I think that the moment that season one came out and really showed the impact of the show and just what good it was, I think that changed their opinion completely. And Toto Wolff, he said that they sort of know what to expect now with Netflix. Nobody's going to act like Brad Pitt or a Hollywood actor or anything. And I think that really showed last year because of the COVID sort of safety rules. The teams, if they had Netflix with them for the weekend, they had to like stay in the same hotel as the team. They had to travel mm-hmm. with the team and really be embedded. And they were very comfortable to do that. So I think they all see that the benefits of the show really do outweigh any possible drawback of sort of giving that access and having someone on the inside.
Luke, final thing for you. Couple weeks ago, we started seeing pictures of what the 2022 cars might look like, will look like. What are your thoughts on that from what you saw?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I think it's putting F1 hopefully into a bit of a more exciting direction. I think that it's going to be a little bit slower than the cars are now, which obviously is sort of, it's just one of those things that car speeds do go back and forth in time. But it is hopefully going to lead to a better on-track product. The drivers will be able to sort of race wheel to wheel a little bit more. They won't sort of struggle as much as they do at the moment if they're following another car. So hopefully that leads to more overtaking, more on-track action, which is really great to see. And I think the car looks pretty cool as well, which is obviously very important. We want these cars to be pretty good looking. It's quite accurate, I think, in terms of what we will end up with in 2022 as well. But I think it's a good future for the sport, hopefully. And all of the teams are pretty much now fully focused on next year and getting their cars ready. So I think it's going to be a good first step, hopefully.
Well, enjoy the racing weekend, Luke. And as always, thank you for coming on our show and talking a little F1 with us.
Been a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.